Talking with Professor Haber from Queensborough Community College, and we're going to talk about the gallery walk that she did in her business. What
number? BU201.
B201.
Introduction to Business and Management.
Introduction to Business and Management. Okay. So you used a gallery walk, which we did in training, and I'm wondering, what about the gallery walk we did in the training workshop made you think it was good for your course?
When in the training, I was really impressed by the ability to walk around the classroom. I think to get us out of the chairs, which sometimes are very passive tools for learning, to actually get up, I thought was very impressive, because I'm very interested in stimulating more of an active involvement in learning in the classroom, especially in the community college. The walking around, so there was number one. The second one is the initial silence when people were just contemplating and thinking for the first 5 to 10 minutes. I think it just kind of stimulated the deep thought process that I value too in a classroom. And then there were these individual conversations that were going on in the next, in each station, which I thought it was very thought-provoking. It was an informal way of expressing, I don't understand, what do you think, with a person next to me. So I thought that it was some possibility for sharing some information. And what else, what I was thinking, I was working on ethical and unethical behaviors in my class at the time, and I thought it would be a very suitable way of bringing the gallery walk in assessing and coming up with unethical behaviors in certain sections in business.
Great. So you used it so they were putting ideas or practices that were unethical in business.
Correct.
On the papers.
So I divided the unethical behaviors by 6 major business functions. On each station would have, one station would have operations, the other one marketing, human resources, information technology, strategy, and finance. And based by the 6 stations, I ask students to come up with unethical behaviors that they have observed in the past. And everybody brought their own experiences and observations, which I thought was very enriching their experience and sharing the knowledge with others.
Okay, well, you just touched on this a little bit. Well, what were your students' reactions? How was their behavior during this activity?
Okay, so when I did it the first time, I already did it twice in my classroom. The first one I've observed, it was a very silence, and I liked it in the beginning, but then I tried to stimulate. I told them they have to write more than one, and you can do in groups, but the silence continued. So I thought that students, yes, they participated. Not everyone wrote something, which was disappointing. So at that moment, I changed the requirements that everyone has to write something, at least one unethical behavior. It was unclear, but the silence was primarily their reaction. They walked out. They were very uncomfortable walking around the room, which I loved. And I think they remembered it. They still talk to me about the gallery walk, but it was the silence, yes.
Okay, and so what was your reaction on its overall effectiveness? Did it accomplish what you wanted to?
It did accomplish their ability to walk around and feel more comfortable with each other and eventually sharing more ideas with others. I think that was really wonderful. In addition, I thought it was wonderful they were able to write down ideas without being judged and criticized. Sometimes students are inhibited by raising questions and sharing their ideas, so I thought it was a really nice channel for them to express. However, the silence, it scared me. So in the second time when I ran it, I tried to read each station's ideas, and I actually gave that paper to 6 different students, and they had to read it at least to engage them what others read. However, so the silence was still quite scary, and again, not everyone participated in the same level as I wanted.
Okay, and so would you do it again, and if so, what would you change about it?
Okay, yes, I will certainly do this again, and in many different areas besides unethical behaviors in business, and I'm considering actually doing this in statistics as well. What I would change is the instructions. I would tell them that they can edit other people's comments without any criticism, it's just their concern, and have a conversation going. So that would encourage students going back to that station. A lot of students just went one by one instead of, they did not revisit those stations. So one would be editing, giving them an ability to edit others people's comments. And because it was so silent, it was very, even the second time people talked a little bit more, but not as much. Abby actually has suggested to have a group gallery talk and walk. So I would assign 4 or 5 people in a group, and then I would say, well, each group will go through station to station. And I think by having a group required to write the comments, I think that would contribute to conversations. So that would be my suggestion for moving forward with the gallery walk.
That sounds like a great suggestion, and we'll try to put that together on the website as bulleted points and stuff. So that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for explaining it so well, and I'm excited that this activity worked for your class. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.